Today's passage is John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Thanks for joining us today as we are continuing to look at the I am statements of Jesus. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Did you read or hear or watch the news this morning? Another rebel demonstration in another volatile region of the world, another suicide bomber kills innocent bystanders, another lawsuit, another murder trial, liberals and conservatives talking past each other, another set of deaths, hundreds of deaths. The world is in darkness. Evil and sin and ignorance abounds. World's filled with people walking in darkness, Isaiah 9:2 says. But we don't have to learn of darkness from the news, do we? Jeremiah 17:9 says, our hearts are deceitful above all things beyond cure. We're filled with the dark haze of emptiness and bitterness and anger. There's disillusionment and despair until we experience the light. Jesus comes, the light of the world. He changes everything. The person who follows Jesus will never walk in darkness. An old writer, J.C. Ryle, says, the spiritual light that Christ gives is independent of time or place. It's not affected by sickness or death, burns on forever and cannot be quenched, guiding him in his journey through life. It can never be quenched. Jesus is the light of the world, and he changes everything. Lord Jesus, thank you for opening my eyes to see the truth and then illuminating the path through your word to follow you. Thank you that your light is not quenched by sickness or death, by difficult times. It's independent of circumstances. Thank you that when we follow you, we will never walk in darkness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the light of the world. We pray in your name. Amen.